USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. Los Angeles police say there's a possible hostage situation inside a Trader Joe's in Hollywood. SWAT teams on scene as customers run from the grocery store. Eyewitnesses say shots fired between the suspect and police outside. This all started with police pursuing the driver of the car, who crashes it, gets out, and then runs into the Trader Joe's in the Silver Lake neighborhood. President Trump on Twitter talking about the FBI raid of his lawyer Michael Cohen's office. Word audio tapes confiscated by the feds, and one is a reported recording Cohen makes while he talks to President Trump about a potential payment to a woman. Now the president tweeting, "Inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office. Almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client. Totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong." Explanation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
An update now after 17 people killed on that duck boat in Missouri during a storm.
Keep us in prayer. We're gonna need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She said, above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes. He said, I'm gonna show you where they are. What you want me to do.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband, I don't know, I'm going to do it.
Tia, not sure how she survives as waves come over her head, she says it's a miracle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Wow, what a mess. The cleanup continues after tornadoes hit central Iowa. The wind's so intense, walls at an Iowa 911 center peel off the building and blow away, leaving the yellow insulation exposed. This is people inside the building keep on working to help others. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The National Weather Service confirms one of the twisters was an EF3 tornado with winds at about 144 miles per hour. We spoke to Bob Cusbaugh, a pastor of Evangelical Free Church in Marshalltown, Iowa, about the devastation.
We're finding that the more people we talk to, there are many individuals who have no insurance, and so they just basically have nothing left.
At least 17 people were injured by the outbreak of tornadoes that struck on Thursday afternoon.
In Dallas, Texas, an unthinkable tragedy involving a police officer killed while attending a funeral for another officer and a drunk driver responsible. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
A Dallas motorcycle cop taking part in a funeral procession for a fellow officer who died of cancer this week was himself killed this morning when a car crashed into the procession. Police Chief Renee Hall says Senior Corporal Jamie Gibbons was a 32-year veteran of the force.
The driver of the Kia Sportage collided into a concrete divider where he was subsequently arrested for suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
Gibbons was escorting the casket car on an interstate, his motorcycle stationary with emergency lights blinking.
You're listening to USA Radio News.